This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Ruling Alliance decides to form a five-party coordination committee to assist the government. Bagmati Province Chief Minister Rajendra Pandey wins vote of confidence. Level of air pollution increasing in major cities including Kathmandu with the onset of the winter season. Central Bureau of Statistics completes preparations for National Census 2021. And UN Food Agency says 45 million people on the edge of famine. Now the news in detail. The ruling alliance has decided to form a five-party coordination committee to assist the government. A meeting of the ruling parties held at Prime Minister's official residence yesterday constituted an 11-member coordination committee, according to CPN Maui Center leader Narayan Kaji Srestha. Srestha said that five ruling parties would have two members each, and the spokesperson of the Government of Nepal, who is also the Communication Minister, would be the remaining one member of the committee. Each party would lead the committee for 2 months and the Prime Minister would attend the meeting convened by the committee. Nepali Congress would coordinate the first meeting of the committee. Leader Ramchandra Paudil would lead the first meeting. According to Srestha, the purpose of this committee is to effectively run the alliance and support the government, not to run the government but to coordinate the ruling parties. Chief Minister of Bagmati Province, Rajendra Pandey, won the vote of confidence in the Bagmati Province Assembly meeting yesterday. Bagmati Province Assembly Secretariat informed that Chief Minister Pandey received 59 votes in his favour, while 43 Province Assembly lawmakers cast their votes against him. Two members stayed neutral during the voting. The Bagmati province has a total of 109 members and 104 province lawmakers were present in yesterday's meeting. With the onset of the winter season, the level of air pollution in the Kathmandu Valley has been increasing, especially during the morning and the evening. The Department of Environment said the quality of air degraded following the decrease in minimum temperature since the last 1 week. The Department of Environment has urged everyone to compulsorily wear masks and minimize the outdoor activities in the morning and the evening. It has also advised the children, senior citizens, pregnant women and people with cardiovascular disease to take special care of themselves. The Central Bureau of Statistics has completed the preparations for the National Census 2021. The National Census is going to be conducted from 11th to 25th of November. 40,000 enumerators and 8,016 superintendents are reported to have been trained for this purpose. Coordination mechanisms have been set up from the centre down to the ward level for the National Census covering social, economic, geographical, physical infrastructure and other sectors. 80 questionnaires, including 25 for the purpose of listing house and households, 55 main questionnaires and the community questionnaires will be used for the National Consensus 2021. All the benches conducted hearing in the Supreme Court yesterday except the full bench of Chief Justice Cholendra Samsir Jabara. Chief Justice Rana had assigned 7 cases of habeas corpus in 6 benches, including himself. 2 cases of habeas corpus could not be conducted yesterday as the bench of Chief Justice Rana and Dr. Kumar Chunal did not take place. The justices are demanding the Chief Justice to leave the bench for only hearing the cases related to habeas corpus. Likewise, the Nepal Bar Association staged protest programs yesterday as well, demanding the resignation of Chief Justice Rana. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14# ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. On to more news now. CPNUML chairman KP Sharma Oli has said his party would stand first in the upcoming elections. He claimed that UML has experience of 72 years and is a leading communist force with the vision of making the country prosperous. In a greeting exchange program organized in Biratnagar yesterday, Chairman Oli said his party would make provisions of retrieving encroached Nepali land and employment opportunity to the youths. Chief of Army Staff Prabhu Ram Sharma will be leaving for Indian capital New Delhi today for an official visit to India at the cordial invitation of India's Army Chief General Manoj Mukund Narwade. A contingent of Nepal Army had presented a guard of honor to Army Chief Sharma before the visit. The visit, commencing from today, will conclude on November 12. In course of his visit to India, Chief of Army Staff Sharma is scheduled to be honored with the title of Honorary General of Indian Army by the President of India. During the visit, the Chief of Army Staff will meet his Indian counterpart Narwade and other senior officials in the Indian Army. The police has said a trained team of security forces and French nationals have been mobilized to search for three French nationals who have been missing in the Mount Everest region for the past 13 days. A 14-member trained team reached Khumbu on Sunday to search for the missing ones, and the team launched a search yesterday only due to the bad weather. Out of a team of 8 foreign tourists on an expedition to climb Kangtega Mountain, 3 French nationals had gone missing on the way. The mountaineering team had reached Lukla on October 4th. China's People's Liberation Army, PLA, has provided COVID-19 vaccines and medical equipment to Nepal Army as assistance. Ambassador of China to Nepal Hao Yangshi handed the vaccines and equipment to Chief of Army Staff Prabhu Ram Sharma amid a function at the Army headquarters yesterday. The donated materials included 300,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccine Verocell, 10 ventilators and 100 oxygen concentrators. On the occasion, Army Chief Sharma thanked the government of China and the People's Liberation Army for the assistance. The donated vaccines would be administered to Army rank and file and other beneficiaries on a priority basis. A total of 390 new cases of coronavirus were reported in Nepal yesterday. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the number of infections was confirmed while conducting sample tests of 5,026 people. Likewise, 425 people recovered from the virus infection yesterday itself. Meanwhile, 5 people died of coronavirus yesterday, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,453. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. On to an international update now. The United Nations Food Agency has said the number of people on the edge of famine across 43 countries had risen to 45 million as acute hunger spikes around the world. The World Food Programme, WFP, said on Monday the jump from 42 million people earlier in the year was largely down to a food security assessment that found another 3 million people facing famine in Afghanistan. WFP said the cost of averting famine globally now stands at $7 billion, up from $6.6 billion earlier in the year, but warned that traditional funding streams were overstretched. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the western high mountainous region. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Ruling Alliance decides to form a 5-party coordination committee to assist the government. Bagmati Province Chief Minister Rajendra Pandey wins vote of confidence. Level of air pollution increasing in major cities including Kathmandu with the onset of the winter season. Central Bureau of Statistics completes preparations for National Census 2021. And United Nations Food Agency says 45 million people on the edge of famine. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.